This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Paul Rasmussen, and looking at the events of the day, promises to be a very big and important day, and it focuses on the campus of Carnegie Mellon University. Marty Griffin will be broadcasting his show from there. I'm sure he'll have a tremendous lineup of guests.
Jeez, what a lineup to choose from over there, right?
Well, it's the who's who of the energy industry, the technology industry, artificial intelligence, robotics, all the local leaders that will be involved, Senator Dave McCormick, President Trump coming in with some announcements.
Heavy stuff. I mean, the CEOs of Chevron, ExxonMobil, and Shell are going to be there, along with the CEO of Meta, Facebook, Zuckerberg, and the Alphabet company CEO, which has Google. I mean, they don't get any bigger than this.
Yeah, so the idea, obviously, is to make these announcements about future investments in the region, which we anticipate to be significant. You've used some of the verbiage that people are throwing around as a game-changer event for the region economically. And a lot of this fits in because this technology, AI, needs energy to operate. And if we can provide that, then we can be a hub along with CMU, Pitt, and all the technology businesses already here.
Something I follow in email weekly is something called Blue Sky News, which comes from the Airport Authority. And the Airport Authority CEO, Christina Kasotis, has written basically an op-ed that's appearing here. And let me just read this key part of this paragraph. She said, "When the president of the U.S. joins leaders from industry and academia for this summit convened by Senator Dave McCormick," and here's the important part, "they will reinforce how America's next economic transformation can be traced to Western Pennsylvania." That's strong.
It is. So we'll work with you through the day. Obviously, the other factor is when the Trump group comes here and his entourage, they'll be rolling closures from the airport to Carnegie Mellon University. So we'll keep you posted on that. Just a heads up.
Yeah, it's going to make getting around in Oakland a little tricky.
Yeah. So, and then the factor is, what is he going to announce? The anticipation is there's some major announcements, plural,
yet to come,
that are coming. And we're hearing that Westinghouse is going to make an announcement, too, presumably about the nuclear energy business getting a restart because of all this.
Well, a few weeks ago, we knew that the Westinghouse people were talking with the Trump administration about a plan to build and develop 10 nuclear power plants to help with the AI need for the great demand that there is for energy to run these AI data centers. So now, where they would go is another question, but maybe they're going to have an announcement of some kind today. I mean, if the Westinghouse people are going to be there and the president's going to be there, that would sound to me, Larry, like they could be one of the one of the things they'll pull the wraps off of, I would hope.
Meanwhile, Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey will be joining us in studio here at the bottom of the hour. Interested to get his take on this Energy and Innovation Summit here in the city of Pittsburgh, and then his future. We'll talk about that, what he hopes to accomplish between now and the end of the year. And in sports, Home Run Derby, I'll tell you what, O'Neal Cruz came to the semifinals. Now, he lost to Cal Raleigh from Seattle, whose, by the way, dad was pitching and his son was catching. Isn't that kind of cool?
I like that.
But Cruz tied, what, the longest?
No, he hit the longest one. I think 518 feet, was it?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he made a showing for himself. He made a big splash. He was really the talk of the Home Run Derby.
Yeah, the first round of the Derby, I think he and another player led the group with 21 homers each. That's a lot.
He had 34 home runs in two rounds. And the longest was 513 feet. You're right. 18 of his home runs traveled at least 450 feet. That's for those that don't know baseball, that's major league beyond major league.
You know, this is an exhibition, by the way. If we have listeners who don't know what's going on, this is like a batting practice.
Yeah.
Kind of a pitch that they're getting. It's not the kind of pitch that you'd see coming from Scooble or Skeens in the first inning tonight.
Speaking of which, Major League's All-Star Game from Atlanta tonight just after 8, and Paul Skeens will be starting.
Along with the Scooble from Detroit, and these two, so far this year, have thrown the fastest fastballs. They have the top velocity in the league.
Yeah, I'm going to tune in to watch Skeens pitch. All-Star Games typically, for me, aren't that attractive, a spectator sport, but I want to see our guy pitch and see him up against the best of the best in the American League.
Did himself well last year.
So we'll keep you posted on all that and more. And is this Mario Lemieux trying to buy back part of the team or all of the team? Is this real?
Well, you know, we heard weeks ago, Larry, that there was interest. And then almost immediately, Fenway Sports Group released a statement throwing cold water on that. They said, well, you know, we're not interested in that. What we are interested in is a minority stakeholder. And then they kind of went on. Well, now here we have another report surfacing in the Athletic saying that they are, quote, very interested. The threesome of Burkle, Morehouse, and, of course, Mario Lemieux. So really, this is the same story that we had before, but I wonder if there's something that we don't know that might be going on.
And the plot thickens.
Yes.
Will Mario save hockey for a fourth time?
Please.
It's 8:15 at KDKA. Stick around. Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey in studio here in the next 15 minutes. From studio, good morning, T.
Good morning, Larry.
What's trending?
It seems like everyone's unveiling who their boyfriends are. Caitlin Clark, she unveiled her boyfriend, Bay, Bo, Boo, whatever you want to call him. Coco Gauff, she unveiled this week. Everybody's unveiling their significant other.
Why?
Why?
Well, I want to know.
I mean, why not? I mean, what? You can only go so far with and so long with dating someone and secretly, you know, keeping it under wraps eventually the tabloids are watching and they're, I mean, who has time for that? Just do what you do.
I'm good with that. Do what you do.
You know, just do
but
what
I
you
got
do.
A question.
Yes.
As a news person.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers got married. Remember when he came
yes,
here?
Yeah,
they asked him about a wedding ring and they asked him. He said, yeah, but he didn't give up a name. Did we ever find out?
No, because I'm not interested. Other people are interested in that. I'm not.
Right.
I'm not interested in tabloid type stuff. I don't follow that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but
either.
I just think it's interesting that, you know, they're younger women, you know, and it's like social media has taken its toll on people dramatically. There's some positives, you know, and there's a lot of negatives as well. So, I mean, I think at this point in time, some people are like, you know what, off wraps. And Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he's a little different.
Back in the day, in the grocery store line, they used to have like the weekly world news with the crazy headlines.
Yeah.
Like aliens.
And
or
yeah, on the, yeah, you would get it right at the
Bigfoot,
grocery store.
Stuff like that.
But people purchased those.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were.
There's a reason they're in business.
They were hot. Klay Thompson, he is Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson, the basketball player, is dating Megan Thee Stallion. So, I mean, people are there. And, you know, Larry, well. Anyway, Starbucks. Why are you looking at me? I don't have anything. I'm married. I don't have anybody.
I got you. All right. What about Starbucks?
Starbucks' secret menu is no longer secret. Yeah, you can find the secret to their, you know, they. What's in the Starbucks? What do they use to make it? They're making it available online. So you can go on and search, and you can find out how to make your own.
Is this like the special sauce at
like
McDonald's?
The McDonald's?
Remember, they
special.
Never revealed?
Yeah, but they brought us some in. It was secured in a lockbox, and we have it. I still have it till this day.
Do you really?
Yes, Carrie Ford from McDonald's. She brought it in. Maria Marty.
I remember that.
Yes. She brought it in. It was in a lockbox with
Carrie.
A key, and... So, yeah, we did that. And moving on. Customers may be paying with crypto. Do you know anything about crypto?
You know what? Honestly, T,
mm-hmm.
I don't own any. I don't understand it fully. I don't. And I've tried to, you know, read about it. Your eyes just start rolling around because with cash, okay, you could see it. You
right.
could touch it. Then when you put it into a bank account, you can
see
it online in an account. But crypto, I don't know.
My one of my best friends is in it big time. So she, you know, she's telling me, she's like, hey, this is what you have to buy. You have to watch it. I said, watch it? It's like watching the kid. I don't have time to watch that. She's like, well, you can get somebody to do it. But she says, when I become a millionaire, don't say I didn't tell you. And I'm like, as the things start going
back
to...
Just say, don't forget me when you do.
Yeah, because people were investing in those dot-coms. Remember, they had... Everybody was buying into the dot-com, this and the dot-com. Yeah. But it's like crypto is very, very... I mean, you have to be involved in it. But the younger generation, they are... Like my kids, they're online. They watch all of that stuff, and it's just like a different world now. But people may be paying with crypto. I mean,
okay. How do they? I don't understand how it works.
Maybe you should get somebody on your show.
Maybe I should. All right, I'll
tell your producer to get busy and talk crypto. I'm just kidding.
You're getting that look through the glass.
Oh, really?
No, I don't know. I just made that up.
I only give those looks.
Trending with T, crypto. Thank you, tomorrow.
You're welcome.
It is the Big K Morning Show, a big day in the city of Pittsburgh for a lot of reasons. And in studio with me is Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey. Mayor, appreciate you coming in.
Hey, good morning, Larry. How are you? Thanks for having me. How you been?
I'm good. We're in the midst of a big summer. We got a lot going on here in and around town. Nobody knows that better than you. This gathering today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, on the campus of Carnegie Mellon University is getting international attention. The Pennsylvania Energy and Innovation Summit. All these leaders from companies, corporate America, in the energy technology world gathering with elected officials. What's your take on this for the future of the region?
I think it's great for the future of the region. I think what CMU is doing by gathering a lot of leaders into in the industry of energy is positive. And I think that, you know, them coming here showcases the city and why investments here make sense. So I'm very pleased at that. You know, I am kind of concerned about the president coming in town and the controversy that surrounds the president right now, from the cuts in the what I call the big ugly bill of Medicaid and SNAP's benefits, the whole alligator Alcatraz situation with ICE, the whole cuts, you know, the whole conversations around DEI. There's a lot of conversations that I am concerned about with him coming here. And though it wouldn't be something that I would want, if that's what they think should happen, that's what should happen. But what I'm asking the community to do and the city to do is just make sure that, and when you protest, because you have a right to protest, and I understand, because there's a lot of people that's fearful, particularly kids that's from this, that come to this city on visas and, you know, for college and things of that sort. They're nervous. So I understand the protests. I understand why they're going to protest. I support that. But what I support more than that, Larry, is their ability to do it peacefully and not tear up our city, to make sure it's nonviolent. Because if it's not nonviolent, then we just, you know, go into the narrative that they set, right? We're saying the same about the sad that's coming in today and the divisiveness. We don't want to, we want everything to be peaceful so that at the end of the day, life is preserved, everything is okay, and that we send a different message of who we are by being peaceful.
What do you say, Mayor, if someone says, well, Mayor, how can you be against this $75 billion investment?
Yeah, I'm not against that. I think it's great that the energy leaders from the energy sector are coming here today at CMU. I'm definitely not against that. I'm for that. I'm for them being here. I'm for the investment that they see here. I'm grateful for CMU for holding this energy summit, because we understand that that's the direction that this is going. There are some things that I'm concerned about with the energy sector, but in regards to the exposure that it'll give this region, I'm grateful. My concern is the fear that will be affiliated with this because the president is coming. Larry, there's a lot of kids out here that's on visas that's worried about if they can go back to school here. There's a lot of people that's worried about the deportation of ICE.
Some of those students, I've
heard from some. We've heard from some students. We've heard from some of our immigrant population. We've heard some from our African American population. We've heard from some of our seniors that's worried about the Medicaid cuts. We've heard about some of our people that are worried about the SNAP cuts. There's a lot of reasons why there's a lot of fear, and that's why you hear me saying, and the protests I'm okay with. Let's just make sure we keep it peaceful.
That said, what about the ICE and the situation where they're taking, I guess, the people that are illegally in this country, but otherwise not criminals, or is that enough for them to do what they're doing?
I always said, I don't see no justice in terror. I don't see no justice in making people feel scared, making people worried about their family. We've had, and you know, this is a country full of immigrants. So the immigration is not new, and if you really want to fix it, fix immigration through federal legislation. You don't sick ICE on people and separate them from their families, and then you create a whole new encampment down in Florida, alligator Alcatraz. Like I don't see nothing spiritually fulfilling about that. I don't see putting people in terror as a way of doing business, and I understand where that came from, you know, back in the day where they were using small African-American children as bait for alligators. And now you're going to turn around and call it this? Like, there's no justice, no humility, no humanity, and not at all. And so for me, you know, when you ask me that question, you know how I feel about homicides and how hard we work to reduce homicides in the city. So I don't want nobody doing anything from that activity. And if they do, then that's a different situation. But for the hard workers that's here, the ones that's moving our economy, the one that is going to work every single day, the one that's getting educated through our universities, the one that's doing research, the one that's doing all that we have to do to keep our economy strong, those are the ones that I say, absolutely, we want them here. And I shouldn't be messing with them. If you want to fix immigration, fix it through federal legislation. Stop sicking people, making people feel scared because you want to put a terrorist organization on them and call that justice. There's no justice in that.
That said, criticism might be, hey, Mayor, what about the violent criminals who are illegals? What do you do with them?
And I've said it over and over again. You know, if you're a violent criminal, that's a different situation. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the hard workers that's right here. That is a totally different situation that I understand. And I, not only with them, but even people right here. I've been very steadfast in my conviction to ensure that we reduce homicides in this city by any means possible. That's why you've seen us work so hard with the Stop the Violence Fund. That's why you've seen so hard us uplifting our police. That's why you've seen us work so hard and making sure that our communities are having an opportunity to speak where they didn't before. So we've demonstrated the remedy to how you reduce violence in communities. So anybody that's doing violent act, no, I don't want them here.
We're with Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey. More to come. Mayor, I want to ask you about what you want to achieve in the final months in office and what your game plan is for that. How you envision our city under your watch here as we close out 2025.
All right, sounds good.
Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk and Innovation and Energy Summit is being held today at CMU.
Yeah, this is a big deal.
A $75 billion deal, apparently, and I guess we'll find out. It may be bigger than that.
They're talking about building AI data centers and new power generation, also grid infrastructure that needs to be built. We'll see. So I would like to have just $1, Larry, for every time someone utters this phrase today in Pittsburgh. Hot enough for you?
That's the same guy back in the day that said, cold enough for you. Yeah, it is going to be oppressively hot. I know that people that are dealing with the heat, there are some cooling centers open around the region.
And a Mario Lemieux-led ownership group is still very interested, and that's a quote, in buying back the Penguins, according to The Athletic.
Why would the Fenway group have estranged Mario Lemieux in the first place? And they fired 35-plus people out of their offices, and they haven't been in the playoffs in 3 years. So what have you done for us?
Why have they done that with Mario? I don't know. I don't know. That is a mystery.
Well, hopefully.
Who sets out to do something like that?
They'll figure it out. All right, Paul, thank you. We continue our conversation. Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey in studio. Mayor, appreciate you being in. And this is kind of an opportunity for you, I would think, to set the record straight, what you want, what you hear that you think is wrong, what people are saying, and then how you can, you know, maybe set people straight on what you're feeling and how you envision this city.
Yeah, you know, one of the major things that I think there's been a lot of conversation about is the whole Stop the Violence Fund and, you know, why we did it. We had heard multiple issues in regards to people wanting to dismantle the Stop the Violence Fund and use it for various reasons that was their own, and I disagree with that. I think that when you look at our homicides and the fact that they're down, there's always multiple reasons why. One is the excellent job that our police officers do. Two is also the excellent job that violence prevention people do as well. They do a phenomenal job. And one of the things that we did when we came in office was look at where you had the most homicides. And in area, if we were going to reduce homicides, we had to reduce homicides in those specific areas. So when we overlaid the map, we prioritized where the homicides were occurring in the city. So when you see a 33% reduction in homicide, I mean 42% reduction in homicides, that's only because at the end of the day, we overlaid it to find out exactly where the violence was. We put our violence interrupters in those communities. We used the Stop the Violence Fund in order to fund different organizations in those communities. We kept our rec centers open on the neighborhoods where we had them, so that there would be activities all day long to keep our kids out the street. And so I was very disturbed when I heard that they wanted to use the Stop the Violence money for anything but what it was purposed for. Larry, the one thing that I've always, you know, I've worked for two administrations, when homicides was on the rise, the question would always be, what are you going to do to stop these homicides? So now that we put something in place that we can identify that works, now you're saying, well, we don't need it no more. No, why would you stop the growth? Why would you stop the fact that at the end of the day, we're doing great things? So I just want to make sure that people understand that we use the Stop the Violence Fund to make sure that we're keeping the city safe. And then on top of that, I think the other one that came up was the fact that I was upset about the police and the sheriff being called as backup the day we had the press conference, and they had public speaking in city council. There was about maybe 60, 70 African-Americans, maybe more, in council chambers. And it was peaceful because they came to talk about being in support to stop the violence. And I didn't think it was right for anybody. I've been in council chambers where you've had a packed house and no one ever called for backup. And I think that you know, one of the council people said I was fear-mongering because I made a complaint about police being called up there for backup and sheriffs being, it's not that, it's called respect. If we can have a room filled with other people, not chambers, and we don't call the police, why would you call the police just because they're African-American?
So there was no upfront threat.
There was no upfront
just
threat.
Just because the room was filled with
African-Americans that we called for backup because they felt that they needed backup because the crowd had got too big. But I've seen crowds in council bigger than that. And I know one of the council people, I think it was Anthony Coghill, made a comment that I was fear-mongering and Olga was fear-mongering because we had this about the Stop the Violence Fund and the fact that I made statements about not needing backup. I did that because at the end of the day, I want to make sure that everybody that comes to city council feels comfortable. And we can't say that the crowd got too big because they was black. And since the crowd got too big because they was black, you felt like you needed backup. And for him to be able to make that statement that was fear-mongering because I'm making sure that everybody understands that you can feel safe in there, that's more of a statement about him than me. Because what he should have said was, I understand that. There's nothing wrong with African-Americans being down here and me, us not feeling scared. They didn't come down there in a violent way. They didn't come down there creating chaos. They didn't do anything. So for anybody to see it outside of that makes me wonder what their motive is.
We're with Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey. More to come. I want to ask you about your term, what you want your legacy to be, and what you're most proud of coming up with Ed Gainey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.